When the road changes. When the road changes. You are here on Journey HBBA. My name is Danielle. To learn more, to know more, be sure to visit helpingbuildbridgesacross.com. And to learn more, you would check the About and Living in My Truth. When the road changes. When the road changes as we travel through life's journey, it's easy. It's very easy to take life for granted. It's almost as if we are sleepwalking. You know, living life as if it remains the same. Living as if nothing ever changes. When the road changes, we are left with the road that we've traveled. We will be left with the decisions, the choices that we've made. And knowing this, being alert to this, the choices that we'll make. When the road changes. You know, one of the greatest gifts along this heart's journey is what was learned at a young age, that life can change. That change can separate us from those that we assumed would always be there traveling the journey with us, traveling this road ahead. Just an assumption. Again, a view from a young heart. And as we continue on the road before us, we learn the value, at least for some, keyword, at least for some, the value of those who surround our life, who are a blessing, even in the midst of. Who are a blessing even in the midst of the messes, the mistakes, the things that can't be unspoken or can't be undone, even in the midst. You know, it's so easy to sit back and critique the mistakes of others, to decide, always deciding what someone else should have done or should do. You know, that part amazes this heart, because in most cases, it includes those who can't, for some reason, can't see their own part, who can't seem to see that we all need room for forgiveness, that those hearts don't have it all figured out. But it amazes me, those who seem to think they have it all figured out, and they sit in the seat of sharing their wisdom, their answers, they really believe that they are experts on living life's journey. That amazes me. These same hearts of great wisdom are the ones who, when things change, will have the most challenging times of why didn't I, or the actions that should have happened or could have. They are now left with those weeping tears of if only I had done. When this day offers that you can do, but still chooses to sit in their wisdom in spite of. When this day already offers what we can all do, but still chooses to sit in your own wisdom, and that could be any of us, to sit in our own wisdom in spite of. When the road changes. So this amazes me. To the hearts who know, and for the first time visitors, this heart doesn't share answers. This share comes from this heart's experiences. It comes from the environment, the road traveled to this day of sharing with your heart. Take what can be an asset. It's a heart buffet. Take what can be an asset and simply just leave the rest behind. And if your heart is led to, join in the work with this heart. Join in with the villagers who are already working together. We are all planting gratitude. This heart is empowered by what I can do. This heart is empowered by what I can do. Not trapped by what I can't change. No one promised me that tomorrow will look the same as today. And that, my dear friend, is priceless to this heart. It's the message that runs in the water. No one promised me, no one promised you, no one promised us that tomorrow will look the same as today. And that should be priceless to our heart, because it allows you, it allows me, it allows us to live in that. It allows us an opportunity to be aware, to be alert to what really matters every single day. And respectfully, it's an exercise. It is an exercise. It's never mastered. I don't believe you can master this area. I believe we are a bundle of emotions. We're a bundle of people who are living and growing every day and coming into different things that we learn as we go along. But you know what? We can still exercise. We can exercise in what matters. So never master, but an exercise until, I really believe the exercise is until it becomes a reflex. It's your go-to. You don't even think about it, like brushing your teeth. Do you think about brushing your teeth? You know, you do it because it's something that you exercise in, at least I hope. So it allows us to make the best decisions that we can this day. And you know what? Even peaceful silence can be a gift. Because it's just that place, it's that space. It is the place, the space that allows us to take a pause, to just sit with what really matters. Now, let me say this again, because this is a very key piece. It allows us to take a pause, to just sit in what really matters. And that's before we speak. That's before we respond. That's before we choose an option. That is before we make a decision. Every single moment, every single day, it is measuring the cost before. So until next time, my dear friend, my dear heart, thank you for connecting, for being here, for getting in where you fit in, for planting and working this garden with me. We are planting gratitude. And I want to say thank you for doing it with this heart. The seeds are sprouting. The seeds are sprouting. Can you see it? When the road changes. Until next time, you already know. And for those of you first time here, thank you for stopping in, for listening, for deciding to be a part or not. Either coming by and visiting. Thank you for being here in the moment. But just know, the intent was, the intent is, and always will be making gratitude contagious. Take care.